Zog the Mishnah, Daf Tzadites, on the Aleph, towards the bottom. Chuyus habor va'asela. If you have the karka chafilas habor that you dug up from within the pit, and it's on the side of the bor, so the chuyus habor, which is 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, has a shem reshus hayochid. Va'asela, or the sela, if you have a rak in a shus rabim that has the specifications of 10 tfachim and 4 tfachim, 4x4. Shein gvoin asol v'chovin arba, hanoytl mehen. If you take something off them, from them, and place it in the shus rabim, v'hanoytl al gaban, or you place something on them, chayev, then it's considered like your machnes or moitzi from a shus rabim to a shus yochid, or you take from a shus yochid to a shus rabim. Pochus mikan potter. However, if the chuyas habar, or the sela, is less than 10, or if it's less than 4 tfachim, so then it's not a shem shus yochid, and then you're potter. Zokti gemara lomli lemisni chuyus habor vasela. Lisni habor vasela. Let it say bor vasela. The bor is in the depth, the sela is in the height. Both of them are hechatimtzes of yutvachim. What's this inyan of chuyus habor vasela? What's the inyan of the chuyus habor? Zokti gemara misayel al Rabbi Yochanan. It's coming to tell me a chiddush like Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Bor v'chuyoso mitztafin lasoro. That if you have a bor that's, let's say, deep 7, and the chulya is tall 3, so together from within the bor, it's like it's mukav asora. So bor v'chulyosa are mitztafin lasora. Now Rashi says mitztafin lasora l'shav yahabor shus yochid. So it's mitzarif that the bor is now considered shus yochid. V'im hoitzi mitach oigen chulya chayiv. And if you take something out of the oigen chulya, which means the chalal of the bor, the inside of the bor, then you chayiv. Is mashma from Rashi that if you take something off the chulya, not inside the bor, you would not be chayiv. It's only when you take something from the oigen of the chulya, from the cholal of the bor, but not if something is on top of the chulya. That would imply you would not be chayiv. But that's, and the reason is, the Rishonim explained, is because the chulya itself is only 3 tvachim from the outside. The 3 tvachim of the chulya and 7 of the bor is mitzarev la'asora. So that makes the pit if you take from the chulya, you're chayev. But the chulya itself, true from the inside, you see 10 tvachim, but the chulya is only 3 tvachim. So off the chulya, you would taka be potter. That's Rashi taka. Other Rishonim argue, and they say no, that hind that the chulya becomes a chelik of the Rishus HaYochid, it's mitzarev, so the chulya itself becomes the Rishus HaYochid. And if you might see off the chulya, it would also be considered you took it from Rishus HaYochid. So Tosef Behedya learns, not like that, Tosef here in Dibur Maskil Masiyele, at the end says, the Be'eino Gvoya Yud, if the Chulya is not 10 tall, Loi Mechayev Noitel V'Noisen Al Gabo, you would not be Chayev if you place it on the Chulya itself. In the depth of the bar, you would be Chayev, but not on the Chulya itself. In addition, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Legabi the Roichav, in the area of Dalad, is the Roichav of Dalad, Dafke in the Cholabar, or it can be Mitzarev the Chulya for the Roichav of Dalad also. Zok the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Bor b'shus rabi mamuka asora v'rochova al dalad. If you have bor b'shus rabi den amuka yud v'rochova al bo, ein memala nimena b'shabas. You can't be memala mayim on Shabbos because the bor is b'shus yochid. And if you take out the mayim, it's from b'shus yochid to b'shus rabim. Zok the Gemara Tzari Tesom at Beis, elem ken osa la mechitza gvoya yud tvachim. Unless you build a mechitza around the bor, because then you're not being moitzi from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, then it's going to be moitzi in Rishus Yochid Gufa, because you're mukav mechitzas. That's one din. Tosis got a point out over here that pasi biroi is like we have in Erevin, those angles, those 90 degree angles that you have in the four corners, that helps for a bor harabim. That's the gabi oil regolim, so you can be memala from the bor. That's sarich harabim. But a bor shal yochid, pasi biroi is not going to do the job. They need mechitzas around the bor. Zok Tosis, but if let's say the bar is not Omer Yud V'Rochav Dalad, so then it's a Carmelis. So by a Carmelis, Pasi B'Rois would work, and you don't need Mechitzas Gemuras. Zok Debraisa Vaita, Ve'ein Shoyse Emena B'Shabbos. You can't drink from this bar on Shabbos. Elim Kenichnis L'Rosh V'Rubay. Unless you put Rosh V'Rubay into the area of the bar. Otherwise, it's a chshash, like Rashi says, Shema Yimshach HaKli Etzloi. You might take the cup and bring it towards you, and you're in the Rishus Rabim. But if Rosh HaVerubah is bent over into the bar, there's no chshash you bring the cup towards you, because Rosh HaVerubah is in the bar. And the last halacha, which is the Meseyele, V'bar V'chul Yosoi Mitztarfin La'asorah. The bore and the chulia are mitzarfen for the shear of mechitza, mitzarfen for the shear of asara. The bore being 7 or 8 and the chulia being 3 or 2 is mitzurif to a shear asara, and that is the mesiele. Continues the Gemara of Tzaritesom at Beis, 4 lines from the top. Boy mnei rab motcha mirove. Omud b'shusa rabim gvoya yud v'rechove dalet. If you have an omud in a shusa rabim that's 10 tall and 4 wide, v'zorag v'nochal gabov, and you throw something and it lands on top of the omud, mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinon hare akira be'iser, the akira was in a shusa rabim, hare hanocha be'iser, the hanocha was in a shusa yochid on top of this pole. So then you'll be chayev. Oy dilma, Kevon de mimokom ptur ka'asya loy. After all, Rishus HaYochid is oilad l'rukia, but Rishus Rabim is only till 10 tvachim. In order to get on top of the pole that's 10 tvachim, you have to be 11 tvachim. You have to be 10.1 tvachim. You can't get on top of the 10 unless you're above that. So that means it had to be in the era of Rishus Rabim, a drop above 10, in order to be able to land on the pole. So before it entered the airspace of the pole, of the Amud, it was a drop above 10. And that area above the 10 in the Rishus Rabim is a Mokam Tur. So since it comes from a Mokam Tur, so a Mele would not be considered Chayev, true Akira be Mokam Isa, Anoch Mokam Isa, but it came from a Mokam Tur, so a Mele would not be Chayev. Toys the Radu Eba warns that, what's the Shaila Bichlal? There's a Beferish Gemara and Davov that we had, HaMoitzi Michanus LePlatya, if you take something from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stov, through a Mokam Tur, Chayev. So why should it be any different over here? You're being zoyrik from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid derech Mokam Tur, Shteit and Davov, Yechayev. So why should the pole be any different? Zok Taisus, B'Shem Rav Poiris, Gvaldige Teretz. The Davke Kesheposa Koichoi B'Mokam Tur Komibayele, Goen Shezog L'mayla Miyud Keneged Avi Rishus HaRabim V'Yora De'Evan Ba'alachsoin. Taisus says, the laws of gravity is I threw something upwards. It went 7, 8, 9, 10, 10.1, and then it came above the pole, and then it started to go down. It landed on the pole, on the Amud. So the laws of gravity, it's considered now koyach koychoy on its way down, because I threw it up. It started to go down. That's really not my direct koyach. That's koyach koychoy. That koyach koychoy is in the Mokam Tur. So it's coming from a Mokam Tur to the Rishus HaYochid, to the Amud. When you throw something, or when you zorik from a chanas to a platy derech stov, so then I'm throwing it directly. The Mokam Tur, just go through a Mokam Tur. Going through a Mokam Tur is not a reason why you're potter. It was Akir B'Shus HaRabim, Hanoch B'Shus HaYochid. It's Chayev. Echadam Zorik v'Echadam Oishid. That's the Gabi the case when there's one koyach. So then we don't see anything that the Mokam Tur is adding to the Maisa Hanocha. Over here we see the Hanocha coming about from a Mokam Tur, from the koyach of a Mokam Tur, because I threw it in a Shus HaRabim, and now it went into the airspace of the Mokam Tur, and it started to go down. That's a new koyach. That koyach is coming from the Mokam Tur. The fact that it's the laws of gravity suddenly change direction, and it starts to go down. So we see a Mokam Tur is causing the Hanocha. It's coming from the Mokam Tur. So Mela, that's the Bayit Gemara. Since it's Mokam Tur Kahasya, the koyach koychoy, it's going on its way down from the Mokam Tur. So that it plays a role in the Etzem Hanocha. So Mela, you'll be potter. But Zok Taisus, Ein Chanami. If you would throw it in a way that it doesn't go in direction of up and then down, but rather straight, Zok Taisus, Alim Zorak Mamish Keneged Amud Shloi Holcha Balachsen Klal Ela Holcha Mikoychad Amud Vade Chayev. Then Avade Yechayev. But then that's not considered Koych Koychoy coming from a Mokam Tur. Zok the Gemara Omalei Masnisini It's a Perish Mishnah. Also, Shaila Rav Yosef Omalei Masnisini It's a Mishnah. Also, Shaila Rabbi Omalei Masnisini. Omalu Kulcha Beruka Dahadodi Tafisu. You all spit in the same spittle. You all saying it's Masnisini. Omalei Vaatle Tisbera. Don't you agree? It's a Mishnah Vatanan. State in our Mishnah we just had. Hanoitel Mehen Vanoisen Al Gabon Chayev. That if you take something on the Chulia and you place it on, or you take it off the Chulia, Chayev. Now the Chulia, obviously, is this Mokum of Asara. And above it, it has to get above it. It has to go a drop above Asara. So we see it go through a Mokam Tur. So we see clearly a Chayev. Now, even though this is talking about Moishit, and this whole word that we're saying now is only because Koyach Koychoy, it's Zoyrik. So Tosfos finishes off in the Dima Maschoy Dilma that the Raya Gufa is from the Chulia, but the Chulia is talking about Sai Zoyrik and Sai Moishit. Because we see that the first Mishnah is talking about Echad HaZoyrik v'Echad HaMoishit. Just like we said by the Agolus, the Zerik is potter and the Moshe is chayev. That's mikoichai. Over here we're talking about zorik, and by zorik it's not mikoichai, but rather it's koichai. It's the law of gravity that's deciding to change directions, and it's going down. So that is coming from Malkum Tur, and that would bring a raya from our Mishnah that it's talking about zorik too when it's thrown on top of the chulia. Omalei, what's the raya from the Mishnah? Dilma masnisin b'machat. The Mishnah is talking about a needle. A needle is such a minuscule thing that it doesn't go l'mayla ma'asaga. So there's no raya from the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, what do you mean? Machad nami, efshad loy medal yaputa. Whatever it is, it could be a millimeter, but a millimeter is also above asaga. If the chuli is exactly asaga, it's above asaga. Enter the Gemara, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Why? The islay musha, it has something sticking out. It has a little lid. The stone has a lid sticking out. Part of the natural stone, the chulia, has an extension. And that's betoich asara. And the chiddush is that it's considered like chayr reshus ha-yochid. So mele yichayev on that. It doesn't have to be on the top. It could be over there too. So mele, it's la'olam, it never went above asara. Inami, another teretz is, the ramye becharitza, that it has a little groove. The top of the stone might be 10, but it has a little groove that's indented in. And that goes below 10. And that is where you threw the needle on and it landed over there, so it never went above Asaga.
Zok the Gemara Vaita Omer Amesha Boy Rab Yechanan. Rab Yechanan has the following question. Koisel b'shus rabim gvoya yud v'enu rechove arbo. If you have a koisel b'shus rabim, that's gvoya yud, but it's not rechov arbo. Umukov le karmelis, and it surrounds a karmelis. So right now, the karmelis is surrounded by a wall. V'osa reshus ha-yochid. Like Rashi says, it makes the karmelis into reshus ha-yochid because Zogt Rashi, because the hikifoi biko shohis ha-karmelis val yodin nasa reshus ha-yochid going to hukav ledira. It was hukav ledira now. Oiloi hikifoi boi elo beis ha-sayim, so it's less than beis ha-sayim. So mele, the point is, it makes the karmelis into reshus ha-yochid because it's walled now. So now, v'zog v'nochal gabov, the end of the day, the koisel is not a reshus yochid mitzaratzmoy because it's not rochav dalet. So you throw something from reshus rabim on this koisel. Mahu, what's the din? Is it considered you threw from reshus rabim to reshus yochid or not? Mi amrinon came in rochav dalet, since the maise the koisel not rochav dalet, mokam turu. So you potter. Oy dilma, cave on the osir reshus yochid, since it makes that which is within it, the karmelis which was within it, turn into reshus yochid. So command the mal yadamya. We look at the karmelis like it's totally filled up, like reshus yochid that's filled up with items. And if it's filled up till the top of the wall that surrounds it, the wall now is reshus dalet, it's extended. So memela, you would be chayv when you zorek al gabi koisel, since the koisel made the karmelis within it, reshus yochid is command malia makes it that the koisel now became rochav dalad. So you'd be chayev. Or no? Do we say at the end of the day, you zorek on the koisel, that's not rochav dalad, you're potter. Oma ula, kal v'choymer, la'acherem oise mechitze la'atzme l'kol shekein. If this koisel created a mechitza la'acherem, meaning it became a mechitza for the karmelis, so la'atzma le'kol shekein, for sure it has the koyach to make itself into reshus ha-yochid. If it made that area within it, that it surrounds, into reshus ha-yochid, so la'atzma le'kol shekein, it should give it a shem reshus ha-yochid. That this works b'tziruf, that it's command amalia, because at the end of the day, the koyach is not rochav dalet. Mashenken, the area in between, the karmelis is rochav dalet and gevoya yud around it. But the pshat is that it's the kol shekein is betzirav zoktetaz, that it's command amalia, so mele, that's why it's kol shekein, that la'atzmoy, it should make it into reshus yochid, and you should be chayev. Now we had 2 days in the Rishonim before in Amar Aleph, if bar v'chul yosai, if hind that it's mitztarf and la'asara, the chulia itself can only be 3 from the outside. Just in the inside, the bar is 7 and the chulia 3, so are you chayev when you place something on top of the chulia? Do you say the chulia is asara from the inside? Or no, the chulia is only 3, the chulia is not asara. So, l'chara, you have the svara la'atzmoy, if la'acherem oise mechitzim la'atzmoy l'kol shekein. It's shafing a mechitzim la'acherem, meaning for the bar, so la'atzmoy l'kol shekein. And that Tosfos says, this svara is only a svara when it's gavoya asara.
When something is gavoya asor and it's just lacking the roich of dalot, like over here by the koisel, so then you have the svara lacher moise mechitza la'atzma the culture cane. Mashenkin by the chulya on the tzad that the chulya is only three, so then you don't say the svara of lacher moise mechitza la'atzma the culture cane. Zok teisus lacher moise mechitza la'atzma gabel chulya de bar lo shaykh lemei mahochi lechayv amistamish mishus ramal gabo. Because Tosafos holds that you're not chayv when you take something off the chulya, that's only three, even though the inside is ten. Kevin she'ein achulya atzme gvaya yud. It has to be gvaya yud. Once it's gvaya yud, even though it's not dalad, then you have the tziruf of lacher moise mechitza la'atzme kolshkein and command amalia, so mele it becomes like a roich of dalad and it's a svaro kavachoyma. But if it's not be'etzim gvaya yud, then you're not going to say la'atzme le kolshkein and la'olam when you take off the chulya, you'll be potter.
Now, lagabe this etzim din of the koisa that's mukav le karmelis and makes it in Rishus HaYochid, the Rishonim explain that at the time when you build the koisel, it wasn't yet a Rishus HaYochid around the karmelis. It was only three walls that were enclosing the karmelis. It wasn't for four walls. It wasn't from all sides. Only afterwards, you made the fourth wall and you closed it up. So the suffix is that since at the time when you built the koisel, it was called a mokam p'tur, it wasn't even making a shus yochet for the inside because it was only three walls. So in Mela, hind that you built the fourth wall, do you say that since it was a mokam p'tur, that doesn't change? It's not poka the shame mokam p'tur. But if, or no, or do you say no, hind lemaisa, it becomes a shus yochet for the inside, so who had in the kavachim for the outside? But that's the suffix in the Gemara. But if let's say there were originally three, and now you're coming to build a koisel, and you gurim that this koisel now is a Rishus HaYochid, because it's making the whole thing Rishus HaYochid in it. So I've added this last koisel is going to be a svara of la'atzmoy, la'acher, moisim, chitz, la'atzmoy, the kol shekain. The suffix in the Gemara is on the other three walls. The other three walls, there was a point that they weren't shafing Rishus HaYochid from the inside, because it wasn't enclosed from all sides. So now that you made the fourth wall, do the other three walls retain the shame mokam p'tur? It's not poka? Or no? Today it's lemais, at the end of the day, it's makiv the kamlas into Rishus HaYochid. So la'acherim ois la'atzmel kol shekein. But if you only look at the fourth wall, from its start, as soon as you built it, it was never a mokam p'tur. It was always shafing Rishus HaYochid in the inside. So on that, of course, you have a kavul chomer. That's how the Rashba says, the Chiddush HaRan, they explain the Sofak and Gemara is going on the first three that had his man that it was only a mokam p'tur and it wasn't yet makib the karmelis to make it into Rishus HaYochid. And now that you built the fourth, so the question is, what's the status of those first three? Tosafos in addition says that dafka by mukav le karmelis, where it's not such a strong svara that it makes it into Rishus HaYochid, because the svara of lacherim ois la'atzma lekolshkein is much starker if it was a Rishus HaRabim that it was makif. So then it's for sure poshut that it's you have the svara. Mashenkin over here, it's not so strong. It's from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Mashenkin, if it's from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, then it's mukav to Rishus HaRabim vos Rishus HaYochid pshitet la'atzma nami yohani. But that's really creating a real Rishus HaYochid from Rishus HaRabim. So then you have a kolshkein. Mashenkin by karmelis, that's not so strong. So Tosafos says that's where the suffix is. And Tosafos says that Bishum Chayr Rishus HaYochid, you're not going to be mechayev on the koisel because let it remain like Chayr Rishus HaYochid because it's not nichatash mishtei. Now, Lagabi the Svara that Tosafos says that the Kavachoyim Lachayim Oysim Chitza La'atzma Lekolshkein is not relevant by a Chulya Sabor, which is only three from the outside, you're not going to say it shafts a Mechitza for the inside, so La'atzma Lekolshkein, because he says you only say the Svara when it's Gvoya Yud. When it's Gvoya Yud and it's lacking in Reuch of Dalad, so then you can say a Svara of Lachayim Oysim La'atzma Lekolshkein, especially its Betzir of Command Amalia. So there's two ways to understand the Havon in this Tosafos that you need a Gvoya Yud. Either because when it's Gevoya Yud, then it's a Shem Mechitza. Nor vos, it's a Chisorin in the Mokum that it's not Reuch of Dalad. So then you have a Kavul Choymer, Lacher Moise, Latzma, Lekoshkein. Mashenka, when it's not Gevoya Yud, it's felt in the Ganze Shem Mechitza. So Mele, it's not Shach the Svara of Lacher Moise, Latzma, Lekoshkein. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is that the Gemara at the end of the day uses the Svara of basic command Amalia. So if Be'etzim the Chulya is only Gimel from the outside, so the command Amalia is not going to help me for the lack of Goyva Yud in the from the outside. When the Chisorin is in Reuch of Dalet, so basic command Amalia is going to make it now that it's Reuch of Dalet. Because the Koisel was not Reuch of Dalet, but basic command Amalia, the inside is filled up, so it's Reuch of Dalet. But if the Chisorin was in height, the basic command Amalia is not going
going to change the height. It's going to remain the same gimel from the outside. Just because it's filled up doesn't make the gimel taller than what it was. So the chulya is going to remain gimel. So the basic amount of malya is not going to help me to make it into a yud. And that's why we don't say the svara of lacherim ois latim lekoshkein. This is like the Taz learns in Shin Mem Hei that it's a tziruf of both svaras. The basic amount of malya works together with the kal v'chomer lacherim ois latim lekoshkein. Others learn that it's two different svaras. There's a svara of lacherim oisel atzma lekolshke mitzad atzmai on the svara of base command of malyadomi. But a kaponim, if it works together, so then it's not going to change the status of the goiva just because it's command of malyad.
Zok the gemara vayta itma nami. We learned similarly in the brayse. Omer Reb Chiya Barashi Omer Rav. V'chein Omer Bitzak Omer B'yechinu. Koysel b'shus ram gvoya yudvein rechovet arbo. It makes the kamelis into a shusa yochid. Hazerik v'nochal gabov. If you throw something on the koysel, yichayev. Why? La'acher moysa mechitza, la'atzma lekol shekein.
Zog du gemar vayta boi Rabbi Yochanan. Bor tisha v'okam yimenu chulya v'yishlima la'asora mahu. If you have a bor that is 9 tfachim deep, v'okam yimenu chulya, and you uprooted a chulya, you took a karka, a rock, a big part of the ground that you uprooted, and now when you lifted it, you took it out of the bar, and you made it now that it's 10 tefachim deep. So are you going to be chayv now for taking something from a shus yochid and placing it in a shus rabin? Do you look at when you started, it was only 9 deep, so it wasn't from a shus yochid? Or do you look at it that when you finished, after you uprooted it, it was 10 tefachim deep because you uprooted the chulya, and you took, that means you took something, and it's considered from a shus yochid to a shus rabin? Boy Rabbi Yochanan, boy Tisha v'Okem en Chulya, v'yishlima la'asora mahu, akiras chevet v'asiyas mechitza b'adi adodi kosi.
Do we say that it works the same time? You're uprooting the chevets, and you're creating the mechitza that makes it into asora, is b'adi adodi u'mechayev, and it's considered like you took from a shus yochid, because b'adi adodi b'vas achas it becomes a shus yochid. Oiloi mechayev, or no, we don't say b'adi adodi. You don't look at what takes place after your oika. You look at before the Maya Sakira, before the Maya Sakira, it's only Gavoya Tetes, so you're not going to be Chayiv.
Meaning the suffix would be, do you look at the end of the Maya, and the end of the Maya, after the Akira Sakhulia, it's 10? Or do you say no? You look at the beginning of the Maya. At the beginning of the Maya, when you're starting to uproot the Chulia, at that time it was only 9. So Mele the Tchilas Maya, it's not going to be Chayiv.
On that, the Gemara says, V'im Tim Tzeloimar, if you're going to say, Kaven the lehave mechitza asora mikora. If you look at the start before you started, it wasn't asora. So loy mechayev, that means you look at the beginning, and the beginning it wasn't 10, so maybe not chayev. What about the opposite? Bar yud, if it was really a bar of yud. Vinosan letech a chulia, and you place a chulia in it, that makes it now less than yud. You're diminishing the depth, you're placing something in it. So if you look at the beginning of the ma'isa, the beginning of the ma'isa was 10 deep, so then you should be chayev for placing something in it. I place it in a shusa yochid. Or no? At the end of the Maisa, after you place it, it's only 9 deep because it diminished from the depth of 10. So it's Memayit. So Mele, you would not be Chayiv. Zog the Gemara, V'im Tim Tzaloy Mekem Lahav Mechitza, since it wasn't Mechitza Mikoro, so Loy Mechayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv. So what about the opposite? Bor Yud V'Nosan Atecha Chulya. It was a bor that was Yud. And you placed the Chulya in it. Umiyato, and now it became less than 10. Mahu. Hanochas Chevet V'Silig Mechitza Badi Adodi Kaosi. Do we say that Anochas Chevet is the placing of the Evan? And the Siluk Mechitza is the removal of the depth of 10? Is Bahadi Adodi? It happens the same time. Mmele Be'idna, you look at it, that when you placed it, it was still a Rishus HaYochid, so you're Mechayev. Oiloi? Oiloi Mechayev. Or maybe you say that no, it's not considered that you're Chayev Bahadi Adodi. Now Ritva explains the two Sveikas in the Gemara. The first topic was, do you look at the Tchilas HaMaisa? That means I uprooted something, so before I uprooted it was 9. Or do you look at the Seif Maisa? After I uprooted it, it was 10. So Mele, it would be Chayev. The intim Tzalayim of the Gemara, Zokta Ritva, is that if you're going to say that in the first Sofik, the Gabed Akira, your potter, because you look at the Tchilas HaMaisa, and at the time when you start, before you uprooted it, was only 9 deep. So what about the Gabi Hanocha? Do we say by Hanocha that we balta the Tchilas HaMaisa, since we're saying, look at Tchilas HaMaisa. So over here, doing by the Hanocha, we balta Tchilas HaMaisa, it was Asor Tvachim, it was you deep, so Mele, you would be Chayev over here. The Tchilas HaMaisa, it was you deep. It was deep 10 Tvachim. So Melahain, that you placed it down, it shouldn't stare and it shouldn't take away, because the Tchilas HaMaisa, LaMaisa, it was 10 deep. Or no, at the end of the day, the Soif, after the Maisa Anocha, it was, there's no Shia Mechitzas, so Mela, it's not considered you placed in the Shusa Yochid. That's how the Ritva explains the Tutzdodim. Now, Toysa, earlier in Dafches, in Dibra Maschel, the second Dibra Maschel over there, explains the Sofik of the Gemara over here, that the second Sofik in the Gemara is that maybe Dafka by Akira, so you're not going to be Chayev because you need an Akira Chshuva. And since there wasn't Asorah Tfachim before you uprooted it, only afterwards, it's felt in the Maisa Akira because it wasn't there before you did the Maisa Akira, so that's your potter. Mashenken Hanocha, when you're placing a rack down, so then even a Hanocha that's not Chshuva, because meaning, even though Hain that you placed it down, it's not Lemaisa Asorah Tfachim, it's only 9, so Mele Yechayev, even though after Hanukkah it's only 9. Because when it comes to Akira, you need an Akira Chshuva. And you need it to be that your Oiker, even at the onset, it has to be 10 deep. It can't be 10 deep only after your Oiker. Akira has to be from a Mokum Ushusa Yochid and Mokum Choshuv. Akira needs to be a Choshuv. Akira Chshuva. Mashenken Hanukkah doesn't have to be Hanukkah Chshuva. So you can be Chayev even though after you place it down, it's only 9 Tvachim and it's not 10 Tvachim deep. That's a Tosin Davches learns the two tzedim, the two sfeikas of the Gemara. Some Achrayim want to be mechalik between do you go after the soif ma'isa or not? The difference is legabe being mechayev you or patering you, meaning legabe lechayev or legabe pater. The gufa mechalik in that gufa. Zok the Gemara tifshet lemi didei be poishet from the Mishnah itself. The Tanan hazurik abba amas bekoisel. If someone throws onto in the Rishus Rabim and it lands in on the side of the Kaisel. So it depends where you threw it on the Kaisel. The Malam Asarat Tvachim, above 10 Tvachim, and Aver Rishus Rabim is only 10 Tvachim, so it's not in the Rishus Rabim. So Kazarik by Aver, and you potter because it's Aver is a Mokum Tur. Lematam Asarah, but if it's below 10 Tvachim, Kazarik by Oretz. It's like you threw it in the Oretz is Rishus Rabim, and you Zarik the Alamis in Rishus Rabim. Vazarik by Oretz Abba Amis Chayev, it's like a Zarik Abba Amis in Rishus Rabim. Now, we're assuming that the distance between you and the Koisel, it's landing on the side of the Koisel, you have a Dvei L'Shmeina, a sticking fig, a date or fig that's sticking onto the wall. So that is exactly the Mokum Tzumtzum of Dalet. So we ask a Kasha, V'avinu bo, V'holoi nach, L'mais it never landed, where did it land? V'om Rabbi Yechonim, Dvei L'Shmeina Shonina. We're talking about this Dvei L'Shmeina that sticks on the side of the wall. Now, assuming that the distance between you and the wall is Arba Mitzumtzomis too. We're talking about that Kazarik Ba'aretz Dalal Amos, assuming that it's exactly 4. The Dvela itself is taking up the space of the Arba Amos. It's 3.99 because the Dvela has a certain thickness, so you never threw 4 Amos. So the Gemara wants to be pushed to the Shaila, meaning just like by the Dvela, by this Te'ena, by this date, that even though it's the Mamayit from the Shia Dalad, but at the time that you were Zurich, there was Dalad Amas there, meaning you don't say the fact that Hind after it's Nach, it's felt in Dalad Amas because it's 3.99, the date's taking up some thickness, some area. No, we're saying that at the time of the Zrika, before it was Dalad Amas, so Yechayev, so also, when you're Meniach Echulia in a bar that's Omek Asorah, the fact that beforehand it was Omek Asorah is enough reason to mechayev you. The fact that after the Hanukkah it's now less than 10 doesn't stare me. Just like by the Dvela it doesn't stare me. Even though it's not 4, it's really 3.99 after it sticks to the wall. And that the Gemara says you can't be pushed from Dvela Shmeina. Over there it's different. Hosom le mevatale, hocha mevatale. Meaning when you're throwing this date, you're not being mevatal it to leave it over there forever. You're not planning to stay on the wall. So Melech's not mevatel the mokum. So Melech's considered that you still have Dalet Amos. It's not a mite in the Shia Dalet because you're not mevatel over there. Mashenga, when you're meniach a chuli in a bar, you're planning to leave it in the bar. You're mevatlin in the bar. So over here starts the suffix. Do you say b'shas da hanocha, after the hanocha it's only 9, or before you place it down it was 10? Because lemaisi, you're mevatlit or not. So you're mevatlit, it's lacking in 10. Mashekin the Dvela, you never mevatlit to stay over there. So Mela, it's still always considered Dalad, and that's what you're chayev kazorik, like your mavi Dalad Amis in the Shus Rabin. Now, Tosis asks on Rashi, if we're talking about a Dvela Shemena that's memayit from the Shir Dalad Amis with some somos, so then it's like Iguda Bifnim. Eget Kli, Shme Eget. It's like, imagine Zok Tosis if you throw it Roimach.
So part of it is mavid dalad amis, and part of it is not. So what does it make a difference? You have to be zorik the whole item dalad amis. So why should be any different over here? If the dvela did not pass dalad, who cares if you're mavatl or not mavatl? It's like a roimach that you're throwing that partially went over dalad and partially didn't. So it's iguda b'fanim. So why should you be chayiv? Zok Tosis, we're talking about la'olam, we're talking about chutz the dalad amis. You threw it much more than dalad amis. Now the question is that since over here, the mokum of the dvela is nisbatel mimenu the teres reshus rabim because it becomes bottled to the koisel, so it's considered like an extension of the koisel. Varaya, if you throw something now on top of this dvela that's sticking to the koisel, you would be potter. It would not be considered that it was nachin reshus rabim. It would not be considered yamavi dalad amis reshus rabim if it lands on this dvela. This dvela becomes bottled to the koisel. So since it becomes bottled to the koisel, it doesn't have a shemesh reshus rabim. If it doesn't have a shemesh reshus rabim, you should be etzim be put on the zrikas advela too, because it's not considered your zorik and shus rabim, because it becomes a chelik of the koisel, which is a shus yochid. So the fact that we say that you are chayiv on the dvela is a raya that you go about tchilas hamaisa, and tchilas hamaisa was before it stuck to the wall, before it became part and parcel of the wall, before it became a koisel av. So then over here, when you miniach the chulya, you look at the tchilas hamaisa zaktoises. The tchilas hamaisa was omag yud. The fact that after you placed it, it was nismayit from that sora, that doesn't stare me. The same thing over here, the dvela. The dvela you threw dalad, even though the end of the maisa becomes chelik of the koisel, and it's like a koisel of varaya. If you throw a koitz on top of the dvela, it's not considered you're zorik dalad amis and shus rabim because the dvela is a part of the koisel. So why would you be chayv on the dvela if the dvela becomes part of the koisel? The teretz is because the tchilas hamaisa before it stuck, it was havaras dalad amis. So we're also the chulya. You look at the tchilas hamaisa before you placed it, before it was memai, the shame of the depth of the bor. And on that, Gufa, the Gemara answers, Hacha mevatla, hosam le mevatla. That the dvela, you're not mevatla over there. Since you're not mevatla over there, that's why it doesn't become be'etzem echelik of the reshus ha'yochid of the koisel over. So that's what's considered your ma'avid al ramas. Mashekin the chul yoy mevatla, so mele, maybe you would there in the area of being considered an area of oimek of yud. The Meister, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalad, in both Sfeikas of the Gemara, comes out Yepota. Sai by Oka Chulya Mikaki Iso, and now it became Asorah Yepota because it wasn't Asorah in the beginning of the Meister. And Sai, when you're placing a Chulya in a boy and you're made from Asorah, Yepota, because Hanochas Chavetz Vasilik Mechitza Badi Adodikosi, and you don't see today a Mechitza of Oymeg Yud. Now, the Maisa Das Rashi that argues in Tosfos that we're talking about a Mokum Mitzumtzum of Dalad. So Tosfos has a Kasha L'Chayot should blab like Yigudu Bifnim, that part of the Chavitz is out and part is you're not going to be Chayiv until it's totally out. So the Rishonim want to say, the Ramban and other Rishonim, that since the Mokum of the Koisel is Chutzel Dalad, so Melo who had in the Dvela that's Nach in this Mokum is considered as Munach Chutzel Dalad. We don't look at the Dvela at 3.99 because it's Maisa that it's taking up a thickness, the area of the date itself. No, the Koisel is where it's munach and the koisel is dalad away. Zog the Gemara, the last bay in the Gemara, boy rove, zorak daf, if you throw a plank, v'nocha gabi yesedis and it lands on yesedis, on stilts, mahu, what's the din? Zog the Gemara, Michael and Bailey, what's the question? Hanochas chefetz vasiyas mechitza b'adi hadodi kosi. After all, it's b'adi hadodi, because since they were gvoya yud, the stilts, the yesedis, but they weren't roich of dalad, and the daf now makes it that it's roich of dalad, it makes it shusa yochid, so it's b'adi hadodi. It's the same suffix. I threw something on a shusa yochid because it became a shusa yochid at the time of the hanocha. So it's like Gemara, hainu de Rabbi Yochanan. That is the bay of Rabbi Yochanan that we had before. What's the schadish in this bay anymore? Do we say b'adi hadodi or not? Zok the Gemara, there's a difference as follows. Kikim abayla l'rove, goin de zorak daf v'chepetz al gabov. You're not some throwing a plank on the Yesedis. You're throwing a something is sitting on the plank. You have a walnut sitting on this plank. V'chepetz al gabov. My. Kevin the b'adi hadodi ka'osi. Do we say it's b'adi hadodi? That it becomes a mechitza of roich of dalad. Gavoy yud and roich of dalad at the time when it lands. So kan noch eschevetz vasiyas mechitza domi. And then you would not be chayev, like we said before. Oidulma no. Kevin the lay efshad lay midli purta. It's impossible for the item on top of the plank not to move a drop. So it's first going to land the plank and then the walnut's going to fall and sit on it. V'hoda naich. Kevon de loy efshed loy medalia porti vahode nayach kasias mechitza vanochas chavetz domi. We look at it like two stages. First, the plank lands, and a fraction of a second later, the walnut that's on top of the plank lands on top of that. So at that time, when it lands a second landing, so it's already considered roichav dalad and gvay yud. So it's efshed the medalia porta. So melitz hanochas. It's asiyas mechitza first, and anochas chevet second. So mele, you would be chayiv, or no? Do we say it's bari adodi? And that gemara remains with the teiku.
Now Rashi says that the yisaidis were gvoya yud, but not roichav dalet, and the daf makes it now that it's dalet. It makes it into drushas yochid. The question is, how does it make into drushas yochid? You have a daf lemailo that's roichav dalet, but the pole itself is very narrow. So Tosis Taka says over here that we're talking about Pitikra Yorid Vesoysim. So since it's Pitikra Yorid Vesoysim, it's considered like the whole area below it is considered now that it's Reuchav Dalet. Other Rishonim learn that Le'olam the Yesedes were Reuchav Dalet. But it was Chisorin in Goyva Yud. And the Daf is Mashlamit to Asara. And that would mean that on top of the Daf is a Rishus HaYochid. Meaning because on top of the Daf it's Gevaya Yud. So the daf itself is not a Rishus HaYochid. Unless you say the Svarah of the Kal V'Chomer, La'acherim Oysa, La'atzma L'kol Shekein. So Mele, La'atzma Gufa, the Gufa Omet, will become a Rishus HaYochid. The B'chaim has a shtickle in this in Sefer, in Hilchos Shabbos. Others learn the suffix in the daf Gufa is that the daf L'maisa becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So do you look at it, what later, since it becomes Rishus HaYochid, it's like a Zorik Rishuyos, like Zorik Kaveres. So Zorik Rishus, your potter. Or no, Haid Bishas, when you throw it, it's not yet Rishus HaYochid. And that's the suffix, that's how the Shita Laran brings the suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara's Maskon is the Teiku, and La Halacha, the Rambam Taka brings, that when you Zorik a Daf, even if you have something on top of it, you're going to be potter, because Asiyas Mechitzas comes together by Hadi Adodi, and we don't say that it's midli purta. And you're potter because it's Bahari Adodi Balasi. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Tzaritess Amid Beis.